Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Freed.
Welcome back to segment two of God Invention Radio. Sarah Shepard, Vice President from Business Wire in New York City, on the line with us tonight, sharing her extensive experience in public relations, in media outreach, in social media. We're going to try to get to as much as we can throughout the show and before the show ends. We're at segment two. Just like to take a moment and thank a couple of our sponsors in this segment, United Inventors Association, UIAUSA.org, QuickPatents.com, and Adley Law Group. Thank you for your support. So, Sarah, I read a couple weeks back you won an award. Was it PR Week? What was that about?
I was actually a judge for the U.S. Public Relations Week magazine, which is PR Week, international conference. And this is the major awards that are giving out to different members, different corporations for different of their PR initiatives. Whether it be consumer PR initiatives, targeted multicultural initiatives, corporate social responsibility initiatives, and I was proud to be one of the judges judging for, you know, over 100 entries.
Oh, congratulations. That's a great honor there.
Yeah, thank you.
Fantastic. So, Sarah, you were talking at the end of the last segment. We got a bit cut off, but we were talking how a press release can actually be something that can act almost like going to a trade show.
Yeah, and what I was saying is, you know, one of the a big part of Business Wire is our trade show involvement. We work with all different types of clients to help maximize their PR efforts through trade shows and through distribution of press releases at those shows, helping them build electronic press kits, which is making your content about your product available in downloadable formats, whether it be a product shot of your image, a video explaining what your product does, a white paper about it. These are all things that we help spread. A lot of the big conferences and trade shows that we're involved with, we do have folks on ground, but we participate in over 600 trade shows worldwide.
Wow.
One of the biggest ones that we are the exclusive press release distribution company for is CES, which is a consumer electronics show, and we help hundreds and hundreds of our clients annually at this show launch new products. Some companies that you're very well aware of, Samsung, Sirius, LG, GE, BlackBerry, Sony, they all are at trade shows to launch products, and they're all sending out press releases behind it. Just to disclose, not all of those are Business Wire accounts. Half of them are, but they all use a press release to disseminate their news about the trade show, about new product launch, inviting media at those events to stop by their booth, to come to a reception that they may be holding or a press conference.
Well, the great thing is we don't need to be a big company like Samsung or Sirius Satellite. We can do it as an independent inventor, getting the word out.
Absolutely. And the beauty about that is, if you are an inventor, you have a product, maybe it's in the same space as a Samsung or an LG or something, you know, you always want to look for best practices. So what are they doing? How are they doing it? What types of press releases are they sending out? And a press release is public information. So once it's out there, it could be found for you to model your press release after. Especially, we started talking about this in the first segment, you know, how do you get that press release written? Well, some folks will write it themselves. Some will retain the help of either a publicist or a consultant, or some, if they had the budget, will hire a public relations agency to help them draft the press release, put together, you know, a plan of action, go to the trade show with them to try to set up media interviews and get their name out there.
Yeah,
and again,
actually, that's there's a question. David from Pennsylvania is asking, how do I write a press release? So, I mean, you're giving them some ideas there. But, I mean, you can also take samples of press releases that are out there, kind of similar in your industry, and kind of tweak them up, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, anyone, you know, who's listening in, anyone can access Business Wire. That's www.businesswire.com. There's no charge to view all the releases online. And if you look at our website, in theory, it's a press release library. And the beauty about that is it's sortable by industry. So if you go into the news category there and you want to see just consumer electronics press releases, you could do that. If you want to go in there and just see press releases regarding the bridal industry, if you have a product geared toward them, you could do that. If you want to see something specific for the beverage industry, you can see what they're doing. If they're taking advantage of multimedia that they're attaching to the release. I'd say that's been one of the biggest trends that we've seen over the past year and a half is the usage of adding video to press releases for distribution purposes.
And they could just be homemade videos, too.
Sorry?
They could just be homemade videos also. They don't
have
to be fake, right?
With the advent of technology today, you could take a flip. You could take an iPhone. You could take any kind of video camera and demo a product or demo its usage or get some testimonials from some people there talking about your product.
Sarah, I have a question that came in from Linda from San Marino, California. By the way, inventors and anybody listening, you could call up. You can ask Sarah questions directly, 888-327-0061. She's here live on the show with us. Call up and ask her a question, or you can email me, brian@gotinvention.com. So Linda's question says, I have tried to contact media persons via email with a brief intro of who I am and my product, not even a single response, not even a no thank you. Is it better and or more effective to call or send a sample of your product with a letter? What does your guest recommend? Oh, yep. Thanks, Linda.
Yep. That's a fantastic question, Linda. One of the things that mistakes that people make in the beginning is they'll reach out to media, but not really understanding what that individual reporter's, and the word we use is beat, is that they cover. So before you reach out to that reporter, are you reading recent articles that they may have written or stories that they have written? Do they have a Twitter handle? If they have a Twitter handle, have you followed them? Are you seeing what they're retweeting? Are you trying to build a relationship with them up in the social media landscape out there, such as Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, YouTube? So are you pitching the right story to the right person? And are you pitching them it to them in a way where it can work into maybe a theme that they're writing about? If you're following a writer and, you, for example, a big no-no. People think that if you pitch a magazine and you have a great product and you know it's going to do great for example, for holiday sales, for Christmas or the holidays, you can't start pitching them for something like that a week before Christmas. Those types of people who are covering that, they have long lead times. They might start writing about Christmas, believe it or not, in August. So it's getting to know, you know, how the media operates, what the circulation is, what the turnaround time is. And, again, are you pitching the right person? If you're pitching, for example, you want to get a story in the New York Times, you know, pitch the story in a relevant way where if you're pitching a specific reporter, say, you know, I read your story that you wrote last week on XYZ. Here's something that can complement this, and here's why I think so. And then, yes, send pictures with them so they can take a look at it, of the product. And if you have a video, you know, feel free to attach that as well.
Well, that's some great, great advice. Thank you for that, Sarah, and thank you for your question, Linda. It sounds to me, the way you just described it, Sarah, it's almost like we're trying to do it by ourselves. And a lot of us inventors on shoestring budgets, we're trying to do as much as we can before we get experts. So it sounds to me like we should become an expert at this part of the invention process, which is really the marketing side, whether we plan on potentially licensing our idea or we want to market it and just starting a business. It seems like we should understand this part of what we're doing.
Yeah, and I would take that one step further, because becoming an expert, Brian, is key to any business and succeeding in anything that you do in life, period. So how does one become an expert? Let's say you're developing something, a new tool to help children learn the multiplication table. Are you an authoritative speaker, and can you be a trusted resource for the media? So how do they get to know you? A, start a blog. Start a blog talking about maybe that you want to address teachers, and here's this new tool that you have for children's learning of the multiplication tables. B, start a Twitter handle. Start a Twitter handle, then start following on Twitter, do a little bit of research, and start following different education reporters, different people and parents that are writing about education or maybe writing about math. And then you have to start, see, engaging with them. Engagement is key if you're going to build yourself up as a authoritative and a trusted resource and expert for people. They want to see that you're engaging with them. So what does that mean? On Twitter, retweet them. Send links to them. You could direct message them. If you have a blog, you know, write about trends, write about what you're seeing, but also on blogs that are also covering the industry that you're targeting or that you're in, comment on those other blogs. Make it a two-way conversation. Make sure that they know that you're here to speak about something.
And also that you're engaged in the industry that you're planning on launching or you've launched your product and you're involved in, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I hope that all inventors today, one of the first things they would do is to start a Facebook page for that product so you can start getting people to like your product. And then once you start building up that credibility, building up that following, you have to cross-market between Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, and most importantly, especially with a product these days, the hottest number one social media site with unprecedented growth is a website called Pinterest. That's Pinterest.com. And it's a way of sorting and tagging.
Oh, that's very, very interesting. Pinterest.com. All right, we'll be back with Sarah Shepard, Vice President of Business Wire, New York City, on Got Invention Radio in a moment. Segment 3 coming soon. Stand by.
If you're a business owner like me, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, you know it. The process can be overwhelming. And if you're concerned about getting the building you need on a limited budget, you call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. Look around and you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $20,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. Anthem Steel has a high quality solution for almost any size building you need. Churches, schools, or gymnasiums. So call us right now for a free quote. 800-603-9978. That's 800-603-9978. Even for manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, you know it. You can call Anthem Steel right now for a free quote. 800-603-9978. That's 800-603-9978.
When did men lose their way? Was it Hollywood portraying us as wimps? Is it the daytime serials where we're on our hands and knees begging for affection from women? Is it all the talk shows telling us women want a sensitive guy or a macho man? Well, guy, how does it feel to spend $200 on a couple of dates and never hear from the girl again? Doc Loves the System can change all that. 35-plus years of Doc Loves life has been devoted to a simple question posed to over 10,000 women. Why do you choose to stay with one guy versus another? Doc Loves the System is a realistic approach to dating written just for men. Visit DocLove.com today. That's DocLove.com today for more about the system. It's time to reclaim your manhood. DocLove.com. The system will change your life.
We all need to work on a healthier lifestyle. The stresses of the day take their toll. And if we lack a healthy plan and activities, it's even harder to be fit. To make it easier for you to maintain a healthy lifestyle and reach fitness goals, Better Bodies by Chemistry and the Gina Aliotti Fitness Network have joined together to work for you. Better Bodies by Chemistry is here to provide vitamins and supplements to support and improve your health at a great value. And Gina Aliotti's Fitness Network provides the tools and a fitness environment where women can inspire each other to reach goals. With their help, you can achieve a healthy lifestyle that is realistic, no matter what your life encompasses. Joining the Gina Aliotti Fitness Network assures that you will never be alone in your fitness journey. And with Better Bodies by Chemistry's products, you are assured of the finest quality at a great price. Learn more at GinaAliotti.com and BetterBodiesByChemistry.com. That's GinaAliotti.com and BetterBodiesByChemistry.com.